fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Tuesday. It is Tuesday, the 22nd day of November, year of our Lord, 2022. Welcome to the John Moore Show. I'm pleased to say that we have back with us from his being ill recently, hospitalized and having some surgery, Deputy Hendricks, to do the pledge. So everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. Turn over to you, Deputy.
Good morning, John and Leon. Please join me as I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. Your voice sounds a little weak there, but we're glad to have you back, Deputy. I understand it was triple bypass a week ago yesterday?
Correct.
And what's the prognosis?
Oh, I've got to do the follow-up checkups, of course, but I have a home nurse that comes here for the next 3 weeks for 3 days of the week, so she says I'm doing well, and I feel good. It's, of course, you know it's better to be at home.
Oh, obviously. Yeah, you know, they don't wake you up every 2 or 3 hours to give you something to put you to sleep, right?
That or take something from you.
Yeah, take some kind of body fluid. Yeah.
Right.
Okay, well, you're on the mend, you're home, resting comfortably, and you'll be back on the job, by the first
about
year,
six
maybe
weeks.
Sooner?
Yeah, about 6 weeks, maybe sooner.
Okay, all right.
It's not real, well, good. It's not real strenuous, but anyway, I want to wish you, Leon, the Moore Nation, and RBN a good Thanksgiving.
Well, the same to you, Deputy, and don't overdo it. Rest up, and we'll look forward to doing a pledge with you next week, sir.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Have a great day. God
bless. It. Okay, the proper tip of the day is to work with your team, recreate with your team, and most important of all, pray with your team. Now, if you don't have a team, I suggest you become part of one or start one. It could be people you're related to by blood and or marriage, people you go to church with, coworkers, maybe somebody you went to school with, somebody you're in the military with. It varies from group to group. They have to be men and women that you would trust your life with. That is not optional. people you've known, preferably for a really long time. That's your proper tip of the wave of the day, excuse me. And we do have patient waiting to greet my friend Leon Green. Leon is a veteran of the U.S. Navy, the most advanced prepper I've ever known. He's forgot more than most people I will ever know about prepping, quite frankly. He's now my neighbor living over in, is it Dent County or Phelps County? Leon, you're right near the county line.
Dent County.
You're in Dent. But I know you're close to the county line there. Good morning, Leon.
Yes, sir. Good morning. How you doing, sir?
Well, if I felt any better, it wouldn't be legal. How about yourself?
Well, I'm a little tired. During the call, I'm going to be doing the pouring 4 yards of concrete for a foundation for an off-grid cabin and a solar house and a solar battery bank house, and then also a little pad for a water harvesting system. So it's going to be 4 IBC totes that allow me to, have that water there as a backup.
Okay. Well, that's good. That's good. Who's helping with this concrete project? You got some
Dan
work?
S.
Say again?
And Dan S. Dan, our friend Dan.
Right. That's it? Just two of you?
That's two of us. I thought about bringing more people in, but due to OPSEC, no.
Well, OPSEC is important. That's an acronym for operational security. Well, my first job out of high school was doing commercial concrete work. We did pre-stressed concrete, post-tension concrete for commercial jobs like bridges and parking garages, things like that. I learned a lot. And I know what you got. The weather's going to be pretty nice, actually. It'll be 60 degrees today. And the two of you, Dan's done a lot of this kind of work. He had a business building concrete dome homes. I think he built 18 or 19 concrete dome homes.
Yes, sir.
So Dan's used to having his hands in the concrete, and I'm sure the two of you can pull that off. 4 yards of concrete is a lot of concrete, in case you don't know, ladies and gentlemen. That's a lot of concrete. Especially for two guys to mess with. Is it mostly flat work?
Yeah, mostly flat work. I was trying to reinforce the metal fence post, but I think what I'm going to do is I'll pour it into 5 gallon buckets, and I'll just do it manually. Because whatever's left is going to go on to I made a backup, a place where I took a backup and made a wrap.
Your audio is in and out. You're not a real strong signal this morning. If you have a preferred place to stand where you got a stronger signal, that would help, Leon.
Okay. Yes, sir. But it's going to be one of those wraps. So I'm going to pour concrete on the wrap that already has some gravel on it and use that as more of a setting agent.
Okay. Sounds good. We're past the midterm elections. That's over. That's history. And we're now looking at the presidential election has already started with President Trump has already announced his candidacy. It remains to be seen if Ron DeSantis is going to throw his hat in the ring or not. That would be interesting. A lot of speculation that Carrie Lake may be asked to be a vice presidential candidate with President Trump. What do you think?
I think she's quite sharp compared to the current incumbent. There's not a comparison whatsoever. And so, yeah, I think that'd be very good. I'd like to see her as compared to the current.
Well, Kamala's not even qualified to be vice president, because to be vice president, you have to be qualified to be president. And she did not have two American citizen parents, which means she's not a natural born citizen. It's a shame people don't understand this, isn't it?
Yes, and what I don't understand is, how did they legally, there should be a checklist when it goes through, like they have a nomination, when they try to nominate or they try to appoint somebody, they go through all this. It seemed like it was just like, just grab some lady up the street and just throw her in a position. That's about her accomplishments out in being the AG out in California. All she did was, gun suppression. And so it's just like, do they not have a criteria that they have to be, you know, you have to be at least 35 years old, an American citizen, all this thing. If you don't meet any of that criteria, you're gone. It's almost
not an American citizen, a natural born American citizen. See, Kamala is an American citizen because she was born on U.S. soil. But to be a natural-born citizen, you need two things. Born on American soil and have two American citizen parents. Otherwise, you're a dual national. Now Leanna, you're a military brat. Now,
yep.
If you'd been, most American bases, larger bases, have a hospital on the premises of the American military base, but some of these remote areas don't, where they're not big enough. So if Leon Green had been born, let's say in England, and your dad had been stationed at a place that did not have an American hospital, a hospital on base, and you were born in a English hospital on English soil, you, Leon, would be a dual national. So you'd have two American parents, which would make you an American citizen. But being born on foreign soil would mean you could have a British passport if you chose to, because you'd be a dual national.
Yes.
And not qualified to be president of the United States or vice president. So it's a shame that this has been lost on people, but that's the way it is. We want... anybody who's going to be president of the United States can't be a dual national. Because by definition, you're going to have split loyalties.
Matter of fact, Dr. Ted Brown talks about how many dual national people are, you know, that are in Congress that are dual Israeli citizens as well. It's like over 55, which is horrible. I mean, we send more money for defense to them than we even do to Ukraine now.
I think the two biggest countries for foreign aid was Egypt and Israel were the two biggest ones, I believe. And Israel's a very small place to get as much money as they get. That's very true. And they've got some excellent lobbyists to be able to pull that off, don't they?
Absolutely. No, I've been to the country 3 times. I love it and love it biblically. But, you know, here we go again with foreign entanglements, especially if the people who have these PAC committees, you know, have other than U.S., national goals in mind.
Well, Israel, and I've said this publicly for a number of months, Israel, in my opinion, will cease to exist in 3 to 5 years because they have one of the highest rates of COVID clot shots in the world, and they're killing themselves, just like we're killing ourselves. But I don't want to dwell on that too much. There's a article at Liberty Daily that Governor Abbott in Texas is sending tanks. They're not tanks. They're armored personnel carriers, and I don't know why these civilian reporters keep calling armored personnel carriers tanks. But they're sending about 10 armored personnel carriers to the Texas border, which is more of a photo op than anything else. I'm not sure what 10 armored personnel carriers can accomplish that regular trucks can't down there. Unless they go up against the cartels, which have pretty heavy weaponry, don't they?
Yes, sir. I mean, as a matter of fact, Fast and Furious, Eric Holder gave them that. So we already know they have a bunch of 50 cal. So that's, I would much safer than an APC, non-track vehicle, than sitting in, you know, a up-armored Humvee.
Yeah, well, what the Border Patrol typically uses is SUVs and pickup trucks, and they're not going to stop a 308, let alone a 50 cal. Well, maybe Governor, and I've also read that the head of the Texas Department of Public Safety is not on the side of Governor Abbott, and he will probably attempt to sabotage whatever Governor Abbott is doing down there. He needs to be replaced, doesn't he?
Yes, sir. It's just like those attorneys from Florida where DeSantis said, you're fired because, you know, you were not doing your job. And so, you know, he needs to do the same thing. I don't know how. Well, I guess the same thing with President Trump. You know, he allowed people that were countered him. Pence, he could have replaced him much earlier than. But yeah, but
Leon, your audio is terrible. Are you doing something different today than you typically do on Tuesday morning?
No, I've been sitting in a different chair. But yeah, I'm still by the window right now. I think I'm talking slower, so it sounds like I'm breaking up more.
Okay, what you're doing right now is working. Whatever you're doing, keep doing it, please.
Got it.
This otherwise sounds like you're inside of underwater with some kind of aquarium or something. Okay, well, moving on from there, the numbers coming across this border the past almost 2 years since Biden took office, we're looking at 5 million illegal aliens, and there's going to be a move in Congress to attempt to give these illegal aliens a way to become citizens. That is so wrong. We have in Europe and Asia, we have very bright, well-educated men and women that have highly desirable skills that we could use in this country, make good use of. And the hurdles for them to become a citizen legally, get a green card, are really tough. So what are we going to do? We're going to give amnesty to people who until they got to this country, have never seen a flush toilet in their life, and are barely literate, if literate at all, have no skills. They might be able to sweep a floor under supervision, and we're going to make these people citizens because we need them. Picking fruit. We don't need that many. We don't need any more people to pick fruit. We got enough of those. We need relatively, we need working age men and women who have education and skills and desire to become American citizens and implement those skills to help our country be great again. MAGA, make America great again. We don't need 5 million men and women who have never seen a flush toilet before and can barely read and write in their own language, let alone English. Right. We don't need that, do we?
No, you know, I believe that the country's made, it's like the spice of life. As long as you continue to get great people who love the country and who are loyal to the country, preferably who can speak the language or are ardent about learning it, then yes, that improves. But if you just have people who cut in line, swim across, walk across the Canadian border and have nefarious goals, bring fentanyl with them and are in the human trafficking industry, those people need to be rejected. And there needs to be some kind of thing that, three strikes, there should be something that's more severe than, we're just going to dump it back on the other side, and they just walk back over the next day. So I don't know what it is, and Mike Adams has come up with a couple ideas, but, it won't be palatable to the Democrats for sure.
Well, assuming they're coming from Central and South America, those countries all have airports where planes could land and offload these people. If they're from some other country, I would say take them to the embassy of that country and leave them at the embassy in Washington, D.C. That would be pretty disruptive, wouldn't it?
Yes, except for the only thing they would do is the embassies would just, they would just open the back door and let them out the kitchen. So, yeah, I agree with you.
Maybe give them a plane ride to whatever godforsaken, dirt poor country they came from.
I agree.
And let them start all over again. And let them do it the right way. Go to the American embassy and their godforsaken, dirt poor country, and begin the process, become a legal immigrant, and they can get in line with all the other people that would love to do that and come to this country and enjoy freedom, and be productive.
That's correct. And did you see that now? The railroad strike. There's three companies now that are going to say, we're going to do it regardless.
Well, I've heard rumors about a railroad strike. What is the status of that, if you know?
Yeah, from what I've gathered, there are two unions that are saying, we're not accepting these offers at all. So it's that's one that's looming. And I don't know why they didn't push it more before the election, because they could have really leaned on the Democrats then.
We have a break. When we get back from the break, we're going to find out what is the oil of the week. Everybody stay tuned.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of Happy Packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
John Moore's private consultations are the most comprehensive services available any place, anywhere in the world. They're available now and provide valuable knowledge and information that protects an individual, family, or group. We provide clarity, focus, and information for you and your associates for any situation. We have just the right knowledge, just the right information from just the right professionals. Schedule your consultation for your family or group now. Contact us at thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Once again, thelibertyman.com.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We are back. My website is thelibertyman.com. This hour is sponsored by doTERRA Oils. We have a sale going on with the Liberator Rocket Heaters, 25% off. This is the first sale we've ever had. The sale goes until Wednesday, the 30th of November. 25% comes out to $726 discount. That's a big chunk of change. $726 discount on the combination Liberator Rocket Heater and the pellet hopper that goes with it. When you place your order and you pay full price, I refund the sale price manually. If you call my toll-free order line, the order takers won't have a clue about the sale. Just go ahead and place your order. I make the refund manually. And because this sale is so special, I will personally take your call, your order, at 314-965-3007. I say again, 314-965-3007. I'm going to buy another one myself to take advantage of this offer, by the way. We have with us Leon Green, former officer of the United States Navy. He has to take care of some construction work in about 20 minutes or so. And we're going to find out what the oil of the week is. What is that, Leon?
Yes, sir. The oil of the week is clary sage. Clary sage is in the botanical family of mint, which is Labiatea, and it's extracted by the steam distillation of the flowering plant. The common uses, the primary uses, are for aneurysm, breast enlargement, cholesterol, convulsions, cramps, abdominal cramps, emotional stress, endometriosis, epilepsy, estrogen balance, frigidity, hair fragility, and hormonal balance, hot flashes, impotence, infection, infertility, and insomnia for older children, lactation, it starts milk production, mood swings, muscle fatigue, Parkinson's disease, PMS, postpartum depression, premenopause, and seizure.
And what's the name of the oil again? And spell it, please.
Clary, T-L, Charlie Lima Alpha Romeo Yankee Sage. Clary Sage.
Okay.
And it can be applied neat with no dilution. And you can also put it directly on the areas of concern. You can also diffuse it or inhale it directly from the bottle. Or you can take it in capsules. We use it in cooking. And so it's mainly made up of esters and linalool acetate. The alcohols are 20%. And diterpen alcohols, the main properties are it's anticonvulsant, antifungal, antiseptic, antispasmodic, an astringent, nerve tonic, a sedative, soothing, a tonic, and warming. So I've had many guys talk about, hey, I have problems with ED. And so, you know, the ones that we might normally use are sandalwood, ginger, and clary sage. And they are phenomenal in that response. So if you want to start lactation, that's great. Peppermint will help stop it for women who are trying to stop it. So, that, you know, the benefits of clary sage are monumental. And but you also see it also has Parkinson's disease benefits as well. So there's many items of things that are great for women, especially when they're going into a menopause. I've had so many benefits from that. So it's predominantly used for female issues, but in the ED issue, the men have talked about it. They've talked about it being very effective. So that's the oil of the day is clary sage.
All right. Excellent oil. Excellent, excellent. We got a bottom of the hour break coming up here. The call number is 512-248-8252. Well, you sound like you're making progress on the hobby farm. There's no end to the work, is there?
No, sir, there isn't. Matter of fact, we with the backhoe and tractor, we lifted up the tail of the chicken tractor and put it in the field just south of west of the house, and I'm doing it in the north-south direction so it'll have the wind protection, you know, from the west, and they get as much sun as they want, you know, and when the days actually warm up now. So they are enjoying the grass, and it's funny to watch them running around and trying to fly. And I forgot that I had bartered 10 chickens. So the very first day I let them out, I was like, where's all my girls? You know, we're trying to count 50 when you're going back and forth and back
right,
and forth.
Right,
even
right. 10
feet is a challenge because they don't want to really come out the door. So I just let the door open, and they came out, and there's one that's been stubborn for 2 weeks. For 2 days, she's just been staying in. So, and I don't need the door open because I don't want a raccoon to go get her. But the rest of them are protected, and they seem to like it. And I'm going to be adding larger tires and then being able to move it around, you know, just by hand. But, you know, the field is just full of grass, so it's much more difficult to do any movement. But they seem to like it. They love the roots.
All right. They love the roots of the plants.
No, the roost. I made some roosts that are
long. Yeah. Okay. R-O-O-S-T, right. Roosts. Okay, got it. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Complicit news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go in and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead, and when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's SusannaSecret.com. SusannaSecret.com.
Website is thelibertyman.com. I'm now active on Twitter since Elon Musk took it over. President Trump now has account back. I don't believe he's done any tweets yet. I've done a few. And if you follow me, I will follow you. That's what I've been told to say. And that's, of course, what I'm doing. I'm also an affiliate dealer for Harvest-Rite freeze-dried equipment, the highest quality commercial-grade equipment that you can get right there in your home to make your own freeze-dried food. And, of course, energy cleaners. I picked up a dozen last night. I'm getting another 10 or 12 next week, getting back orders caught up, helping people with arthritis pain, back pain, helping people get the best night's sleep they've had in, sometimes in decades. And there's a bonus. That's a 90-day money-back guarantee on the energy cleaner. Check out the energy cleaners, the mattress pads that go with it. You already have an energy cleaner, check out the Micro Plus Throws. I'm getting a fresh order of those here soon as well. at thelibertyman.com. You can place your order using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. Want to send me a check? My address is right there. And my toll-free order line for your energy cleaner, your mattress pad, is 800-592-9543. Visiting with Leon Green here for a few more minutes. He's got to scoot out here in about 9 minutes to take care of construction work. And Leon and I both use the doTERRA oils every day, don't we, Leon?
Absolutely. Matter of fact, I'm taking some as we speak.
And tell us what you're taking. Your daily consumption consists of what?
Yeah. On Guard, Balance, Frankincense, and Lemon. And there's a new one called Meta Power. It's similar to the old Simmons Acid. It's even more effective now. So those are the four I keep normally. And with all the soreness moving, you know, hundreds of feet of pounds of concrete and everything else and dirt, I'm taking off Deep Blue, the capsules for inflammation, you know, systemic, inflammation. So I take that daily.
No, we're past hundreds of pounds. 4 yards of concrete is probably closer to 2 tons.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's a lot. That's a lot of weight there. A lot of weight to deal with. And your muscles will remind you tomorrow morning of what you did today.
Yes, sir. I agree.
Well, you have an energy cleaner, don't you, Leon?
I sure do. I'm looking at
that. Yeah, well, that'll help. Mic. That'll help your recovery tonight when you're done with that. That's some tough manual labor, no doubt at all.
Yes, sir. And matter of fact, I'm curious when you did some of that concrete work, but most of yours is commercial. What novel things did you see people use the excess with? You know, what kind of things did you see people use? You know, the extra half yard that they're like, okay, I've already paid for it. I better
One kind of construction company I work for, I talked to the owner, and we set up farms to make concrete fence posts with the excess. So that worked out pretty nice.
Were put they a couple metal pieces,
4x4 inch with 1/2 inch rebar, and made some nice concrete fence posts.
Nice. Very good.
Yeah, yeah, be sure and use plenty of oil on the wood so you can get that loose, and you want a 45 degree camphor at the bottom of the form so they come out a little bit better, and otherwise the corners will break off if you don't have that built in.
Well, it's kind of late for me to do the 45 degrees. I never heard of that, and Dan didn't bring it up either. So okay.
Well, so you got 4x4 inches at the bottom half inch on each side. You have a 45-degree piece of wood, and at the top also a 45-degree. Otherwise, those sharp corners on a small piece of concrete like that will break off on you and not look as nice.
It seemed like if you didn't. Oh, so you want the core at the top? So when you do the trowel, you pull it, you can get that rounded half inch radius.
Right.
Is that what? Okay.
Right. Well, you can do it with a trowel you use on the corner side of a sidewalk would do the same thing. That may be a little bit easier than having a 1/2 inch piece of wood on the top. Quite frankly.
Yes, sir.
It's only been 40 years since I've done this. that was about 1979 or so, 78, 79. But I had the best. I was in the best physical condition I've ever been in my life, and I had from the waist up, I had a great suntan.
yep.
So, yep. This is tough work. It's young man's work. Guys our age can't do that for a living. It would not last very long, right. Except in a supervisory position. You're putting, you got reinforcement steel for your concrete, I hope.
Yes, the rebar, and then we also for the maybe putting in some of the cattle panel scraps, right? That are 4 feet and some are 8 feet long.
That'll work.
That
will
either bent up, and so I'm going to put that in there. And have you ever seen people? I see they put fiberglass shavings, and I thought we have some fiberglass. I thought about putting that in the bottom of some of the really deep holes that we didn't use an auger for. So I thought about using dry fiberglass at the very bottom to increase the tensile strength and also help the tension overall. So
that would I don't know the engineering of that, but it sounds like something that would be workable. Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yeah. So I'm going to I'm going to add that to the bottom as well. So, yeah, I want to come up with as many strengthening ideas as possible with this. But also, if I think I'm at 3.94 yards, so I have a 0.06 yards extra depending on the pour. And so I was like, okay, what else can I do with the rest of it? So I'm going to put the rest of it on that ramp that we have made, that I made earlier with railroad ties. And I've seen other people do all sorts of decorative things too. You know, they fill egg cartons, and then they fill a bunch of them, and they make a little planter. And then, but this I can do later. But I was thinking, what else can I do to beef it up as much as possible, and also not waste it? Because I know when I was up in Idaho, they wasted like a half a yard, and I'm like,
that's a huge waste, and it happens a lot on construction sites, because it's better to pay a little bit more money and have the excess than to be caught short and have to order another. What's the minimum amount? Is it 1 or 2 yards?
No, actually, it was 4 yards. Now it's four.
Four is a minimum order you can order. Yeah.
I was at three, it was 135 a yard. And once I hit four, he said, oh, it's cheaper now. I'm like, what are you talking about? He said, yeah.
Well, that's like everything else. The price has gone up dramatically on concrete. Well, you got your work cut out for you, Lynn, and you got to scoot out of here in about 3 minutes.
Yes,
let's tell people how to get started with doTERRA before you get away. First of all, go to my website and do some shopping. You want to buy the largest kit that you can afford without going into debt. If you want to go into debt, PayPal will finance that debt for 6 months with no interest. That's number one. Number two, get two different editions of the same book. That would the book titled Modern Essentials. You want the fifth edition. The 13th edition, is it 13th or 14th is out now?
It's the 14th now.
14th.
Yes.
14th is out as a free download. I think it's free. Do you pay any money for
it? No. It was during convention and for about 2 weeks after, but just now it's $4 from
$4. Well, that's not much. And so do that. Now, if you're in a hurry, you want to know what oils to get before you get the book, or you'd like to become an independent dealer and have another stream of income, just give Leon a call. If he's not out doing concrete work, he'll call you back. Now, what's that phone number, Leon?
It is 303-495-2188.
Right. And just leave a message, because Leon's a busy guy. He will get you real good. You typically return calls either the same day or the next day at the latest, don't you?
Yes, sir. And then normally it's during the evening when I'm not working in the cold. But, yes, that's correct. And one thing I was going to say is anyone who gets the Natural Solutions kit or above or any order, that the PV value is $400 or more, just like I did, I joined 11 years ago, I always buy the book, or you and I will buy the book and send it to them, and then they have the aroma tools. And typically, I get in the fifth edition because that's the more valuable of the two, and they can always get the newer one if they want to, on their own. But that's the way, that's just a gift, because if they want to invest in their health, my attitude is I'll invest in them for doing that.
All right. Well, the time to get started is now. There's no sense in delaying, is there?
No. And knowing that, with everything that's happening, there's no guarantee we're going to make it to the next election. So if you know that Biden is now free to do whatever he wants, and he's a lame duck president, expect a lot more money being given to Ukraine and more waste, because they realize their time is coming short, and he's not going to be reelected.
No, that's not going to happen. If he even finishes the next 2 years, I'd be shocked, really. I see the following. I see Kamala Harris resigning, Hillary becoming vice president, and then Biden resigning. That's what I see happening. I don't have any evidence of it.
More like, yeah.
I don't have any evidence of that taking place, but that's my belief.
Yeah, and I would take it one step further. It seemed like with that same machinations, I would say that then Biden, she'd probably stay in office for 2 or 3 months as Hillary, and then he would just mysteriously either pass away or get in a plane crash, because it seemed like anyone attached to the Clintons has a tendency to die prematurely.
Well, that may or may not happen. There's been a long list of people affiliated with the Clintons who have been, committed suicide Arkansas. By shooting himself twice, that kind of thing, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yes, sir.
It is time for you to go get your hands in the concrete, my friend.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much, and have a blessed day. And oh yeah, remember next Thursday is the 1st of December. So we're going to have
the first Thursday, and we'll have our meetup at the Benton Square, D. Trapani's restaurant. Get together at 4:30 for dinner, and we have our informal meeting from 6 to 7, and then Leon takes charge with training beginning at 7 p.m.
Yes, sir. And then I also want to say, give thanks. Have fun. Get together. We know how bad it's been with the Fauci isolations in the past. Enjoy Thanksgiving with your friends and family, and really treasure the moment, because we have so much to give thanks for. And focus on that. And I think that's one thing we don't do as Americans is really look at how blessed we are and how much we've blessed the world. But, this empire is about to implode at the seams. And so I think it's crucial that we really focus on the good things of life right now.
Absolutely.
Yes, sir. Bless America.
Well, thank you, Liam. You and Dan, be safe, and we'll talk soon. Appreciate it.
Sounds good. Thanks.
Okay. All right. Leon's off to do construction work and put some concrete down, and we'll have open lines. The roundtable this morning will have Jeff Nyquist. Dave Hodges will become a new regular guest, we hope. He's supposed to call in this morning. Not sure about Steve Bannon. Here's an article dated yesterday at All News Pipeline. Here's the title of it. With America already going through the 10 stages of genocide, doctors warn we're about to see one of the biggest die-offs of all time. Well, it's not die-off, it's murder is what it is. Genocide Watch says these are 10 stages of genocide. We'll go through all these. Number one, classification. Two, symbolization. Three, discrimination. Four, dehumanization. Five, organization. Six, polarization. 7, preparation. 8, persecution. 9, extermination. That's where we are right now. It's already taking place. And 10, denial. It says here, genocide is a process that develops in 10 stages that are predictable but not inexorable. At each stage, preventive measures can stop it. Well, it's too late. It's too late. We've had, and the percentages of Americans have taken the clot shot. I don't know what to believe. Is it half of our country? 70%? I do know the following, though. Almost 100% of the people in the U.S. military have gotten the clot shot. Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, Space Force. Most men and women in law enforcement have gotten a clot shot. Most men and women that are firefighters and paramedics have got the clot shot. Huge percentage of people in healthcare, at least half, maybe more, maybe 75%, including a huge percentage of medical doctors, unfortunately, have got the clot shot. I know that. That's provable. It's easily provable because these men and women would lose their jobs. They'd be fired or court-martialed, in this case, the military, if they refused the clot shot. So, the worst murder, the worst genocide in recorded human history is taking place right now on the 22nd day of November. We'll talk a little bit about my friend John Stadtmiller. He passed away on a year ago, the 5th of November. John was genuinely a friend. We didn't get together that frequently, didn't talk that frequently. The first time we met, I had a speaking engagement down there in Texas, and I drove up the driveway where we agreed to meet at the home of one of our listeners. And I pull up behind in a car, which is an exact duplicate, even down to the color, of what I'm driving. I drove a rental down there. I didn't want to take the town car. And it turned out it was John Stepmiller's car. How ironic was that? John and I were about the same age. John and I were both leaders in the militia movement back in the mid-1990s. I was the commander of the militia for St. Louis City and County back in 1995 and into 96. What happened at the Murph Federal Building in Oklahoma City, we had to shut it down. It just got to be too crazy. Here's our break. We'll be back with the Tuesday morning roundtable. No, we got a last break. We still got 10 minutes. We'll be right back.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas.
The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape.
Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Anna.
If anyone wishes to depart,
under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here, with me, in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, we just got a few minutes before the top of the hour break and the Tuesday morning roundtable. It's I find it difficult. It seems like when I have private conversations, I come back to the statement that I feel like I'm living in a never-ending Twilight Zone episode. Of course, I'm old enough to remember when the Twilight Zone was being broadcast, the original shows. Cutting edge TV at the time, to say the least. But it never ends. The nightmare that our society has become is never ending. I got to see some of Tucker Carlson last night. Tucker's been doing a good job of exposing what's going on with the mutilation of our children, this gender affirming care. Since when do we surgically remove body parts because somebody has a mental illness? When did that become an acceptable protocol for treatment, medical treatment of a child who is mentally ill? We cut off parts of their body and give them body-changing hormones that will affect them adversely the rest of their life. When did that become normal? How did that become normal? Why did it become normal? That's just wrong on the face of it. And I applaud Tucker Carlson for using his national platform. I don't know if Tucker's the most watched person on TV or not, but he probably is. The word insane gets thrown about far too casually. It really does. On one hand. On the other, what's going on with allopathic medicine? Cutting off the body parts of children, giving them life-altering hormones to treat children that have a mental illness. What's it called? Gender dysphoria, dysphobia, gender confusion. That's a mental illness. It's absolutely insane. It really is. Here's our break. We'll be back with the Tuesday Morning Roundtable.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.